All right, let's see. Next patient we're going to do is going to be a person by the name of Arredondo, A-R-R-E-D-O-N-D-O, Arredondo. First name Elvira, E-L-V-I-R-A, E-L-V-I-R-A. So let's start with Mrs. Arredondo is a an 82-year-old woman with history of left-sided breast cancer. Patient was placed on hospice after it was decided that she's no longer a candidate for chemo radiation therapy. She's married. She lives with her husband. She has a KPS score of 50%. She's still able to ambulate, but has severe pain. Also has a daughter who is considered her primary caregiver, Roseanne. That's Rosanna, R-O-S-A-N-N-A. Patient has become more forgetful, sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day now, requiring pain medication and nausea medication around the clock to keep her comfortable. She has become incontinent of bowel and bladder and is ADL dependent, period. She currently on hospice with a KPS score of 40%, expected to do poorly, most likely has less than 6 months to live, which makes her a candidate for hospice care at home at this time period. Period. Let me see if there's anything else I want to put in there. One second. All right. Hang on. Let me see if there's anything else. Dang it. Patient is also complaining of dizziness, lightheadedness. Review of the records indicates that patient has lost tremendous amount of weight. She has protein, calorie, malnutrition. Blah, 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 blah. What else do I have to say? With given metastatic breast cancer, patient, again, has less than 6 months to live, meets the criteria for hospice care, and is no longer interested in chemo radiation therapy at this time. Oh, let's put this in there. Patient, recent liver function tests were elevated, most likely because of metastatic disease. Increased creatinine of 1.8, albumin down to 3.5. H&H of 11 and 33. Thank you.